Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Today's Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe. Newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200.
These two here will be a fucking fun.
Call 99-269-9951 to book yours today. And by Courtney Manners, professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. The Bad Axe Board of Education has approved updated student handbooks for the upcoming school year, including stricter cell phone rules and revised dress code language. The changes passed on a 6-1 vote during Monday night's board meeting, with Vice President Nick Checkley casting the one dissenting vote. Checkley said his concern wasn't necessarily the policies themselves, but the introduction significant changes while the district is already navigating school consolidation and working to maintain student enrollment. Under the new policy, high school students will only be allowed to use cell phones during passing periods while at their lockers. Phones will no longer be permitted during lunch. The first violation will result in a phone being held in the office until the end of the school day. A second violation will require the parent to come pick the phone up. District officials say the updated dress code is intended to provide clear guidance on acceptable attire rather than introduce sweeping new restrictions. High school principal Craig Archer said the cell phone changes are designed to reduce distractions, encourage face-to-face interactions among students, and create consistency with policies already in place at the Huron Area Technical Center. He also cited research outlined in psychologist Jonathan Haidt's book, The Anxious Generation, which links increased smartphone use to negative impacts on youth mental health and social development. Parents will receive information about the new handbook policies before the start of the school year, and staff will receive training to ensure the rules are enforced consistently. The next Bad Axe School Board meeting is scheduled for August 17th. And in Lansing, Michigan is expanding efforts to strengthen early literacy by providing specialized training to help early childhood educators recognize the warning signs of dyslexia before children begin kindergarten. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, better known as MyLEAP, is partnering with the Michigan Dyslexia Institute to offer a new 2-day professional development program at 3 locations across the state this summer. The training is designed to give educators research-based strategies to identify children who may be at risk for reading difficulties while strengthening language and literacy instructions for all students. Officials say the program is part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Every Child Reads initiative and is rooted in the Science of Reading and Orton Gillingham instructional methods. Educators will learn classroom techniques to build oral language, phonological awareness, executive functioning, and other foundational literacy skills, along with how to use assessment information and communicate literacy concerns with families. According to the Michigan Dyslexia Institute, an estimated 1 in 5 people has dyslexia, making it one of the most common learning difficulties affecting reading. Research shows children who display multiple early warning signs are significantly more likely to struggle with reading later in school, highlighting the importance of early intervention. The first of its kind training for Michigan early childhood educators will be held August 11th and 12th at Genesee Intermediate School District, August 25th and 26th at Oakland Schools, and September 1st and 2nd at Bay Aranac ISD. Each session is limited to 30 participants and is funded through Michigan's Preschool Development Grant Birth to 5 Renewal Program. State officials say the training is intended to strengthen existing classroom instruction by providing practical tools educators can immediately apply to help children build a strong foundation for future reading success. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, FAA launches investigation into runway separation alert at Atlanta Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration has opened a formal inquiry into a near-miss runway incident involving two commercial airlines at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Ground proximity and cockpit collisions alarms prompted one flight crew to execute an immediate go-around maneuver during final approach. No injuries were reported, and both aircraft landed safely moments later. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are reviewing air traffic control audio recordings and radar data to determine the root cause. In other national news, U.S. trade officials engage in high-level economic talks with counterparts. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer held formal video consultations with top international trade leaders to address commercial regulations and market access. Discussions focused on strategic supply chain security, cross-border technology export guardrails, and international trade balance objectives. The bilateral talks mark the new start of a new series of trade reviews ahead of upcoming international economic summits. Administration officials characterize the exchange as professional and focused on mutual economic transparency. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
This is Carmen Messing, Marketing and Admissions Director at Courtney Manor. There comes a time many families eventually face, the moment you realize mom or dad may need more care than you can give alone. It's never an easy decision, and it often comes with worry, questions, and emotion. At Courtney Manor, we understand how important that moment is. That's why we're here to help guide families with compassion, honesty, and trusted care every step of the way. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation after a hospital stay, skilled nursing care, or long-term support, our dedicated team is here to help them feel safe, comfortable, and respected. When the time comes to make that call people who really care. Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Schedule a personal tour today at 989-269-9983. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare Managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our international news. Maritime security measures tighten in Red Sea and commercial shipping corridors. International shipping operators and maritime security agencies are reassessing commercial routing through major regional waterways following recent drone alerts near commercial vessels. Naval Coalition Task Forces have deployed additional patrol frigates to secure key shipping lanes and protect commercial transport vessels. Global logistics firms report that while transit delays remain minimal, insurance premiums for commercial freight through high-risk zones have adjusted upward. Port authorities along key transit hubs confirmed that cargo operations are proceeding under heightened watch. In other international news, forest fires threaten vineyards in southern France. Scorching summer heat waves and dry conditions have fueled wild vegetation fires near the Bordeaux region in France, prompting localized evacuations and threatening historic agricultural land. Hundreds of firefighters backed by water bombing aircraft are working to contain the perimeter and prevent flames from reaching valuable vineyard estates. Local government authorities have instituted strict fire safety bans across surrounding departments. Winemakers report that while immediate fire damage has been contained, smoke exposure remains a key operational concern for upcoming harvests. When we come back from this Franklin restaurant sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
All-you-can-eat Taco Tuesdays are back at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant. You heard right. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant has All-You-Can-Eat Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And your ticket to Flavortown doesn't stop there. Mondays, you can sink your teeth into mouth-watering prime rib. Wednesdays, rib night. And Thursdays, you can enjoy a juicy New York strip. Fridays are Fish Fry Fridays, and there's also a full menu of the best quality food that is organic diet-friendly at the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant in Bad Axe. Whether you're looking for fresh, light meals, classic comfort food, or something for that special occasion, the Franklin Restaurant delivers consistent quality you can taste. If you live or work in the Thumb, you owe it to yourself to enjoy food that is straightforward, well-prepared, and mindful of what goes into it. Because you are what you eat, so make it the best. Good food, honest service, and a meal you can feel good about. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, kitchen open 3 to 9, lounge open all day. The Days Inn Franklin Restaurant is on the east side of Bad Axe across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment. Be sure to follow the Franklin Inn on Facebook for pop-up buffets and local events.
Here are your obituaries for this hour. Audrey Jane Buchholz, 91 years old, passed away on July 30th, 2026. Audrey was born on February 15, 1935. She is survived by her children Linda, Brenda, John, 12 grandchildren, and 21 great-grandchildren. Funeral service for Audrey will be Wednesday, August 5, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the McAlpine Mac Chapel. Burial will take place at the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, August 4th, 2026 from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the McAlpine Mac Chapel in Bad Axe, and also at 10 a.m. until a time of service on Wednesday. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Thomas Tom Michael Emmons of Millington, age 77, passed away on Monday, July 27, 2026. Tom was born on December 1, 1948 in Cairo. Tom was drafted into the United States Army and served for nearly 2 years, with 1 year in Vietnam, as a member of the renowned 101st Airborne Division. In recognition of his dedication and service, he was awarded the Army Commendation Medal and the Bronze Star Medal. Tom met the love of his life, Sherry Schmidt, in 1966, and they married on August 1, 1970. Left to cherish Tom's memories is his wife of nearly 56 years, Sherry Emmon, son Michael, grandchild and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, and many loving nieces and nephews. Tom's funeral service will be on Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 at 1 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Cairo, with the entombment following in Indian Fields Township Cemetery in Cairo. The family will be present to receive visitors from 10 a.m. until a time of his service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the University of Michigan. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Cairo. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at RansfordFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe. Newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. And by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.